This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Great to be with you today, live from historic Reading, Pennsylvania. The Adorable Deplorable Tour tonight, Mark Stein, Dennis Miller on stage. I will be introducing them and doing a little chit-chat on stage. I don't know what that means, but we'll figure it out. I don't know, Dawn, I don't know if I was supposed to come up with jokes. I don't do jokes, you know, so.
You're very funny, though. Dennis Miller always says that about you.
He likes my humor, which
is good.
He does.
He appreciates your humor.
But, yeah, that's good, I guess. I don't know. We'll just wing it, right? A wing and a prayer. It's how we do the show every day.
Do you guys think you'll, like, confab and discuss what you're going to do before?
Might be a confab.
Yeah.
Might be a confab. I think there's a pre-show meet and greet or something like that.
Yes.
With Dennis Miller and Mark Stein.
Nice.
So, yes. If you're coming tonight, hopefully we'll get a chance to say hello. Are you familiar with something in... They have a thing in sports, Dawn, when you hurt yourself. It's called the disabled list. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
And, you know, you might be on it for some time. You might be on the disabled list for, you know, a couple weeks, months, a couple days. It's hard to say. Like, we've had some Philadelphia athletes on the disabled list recently, right? Have we not?
Sure.
I believe.
Wentz.
Right, Carson Wentz. Well, Major League Baseball is going to rename the disabled list to the injured list. Okay.
Probably more accurate.
Yes, Greg. Is this too for feelings? Is because the disabled might not like it's.
Oh,
hurtful.
Is that why?
It's hurtful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do love. Don't you love Dawn's heart of gold?
Yes.
Though the purity, she seeks out the good, and
she
I love
does.
That about you. Because I heard this, and I went right cynical. Those snowflakes.
Yep.
They found another word we got to change in the English language.
100%.
Another word we got to redo.
It's not PC.
Yeah, not PC.
Yeah.
The league will make the change out of concern that the term disabled for injured players falsely conflates disabilities with injuries and an inability to participate in sports. Deputy Commissioner Dan, when did Major League Baseball become the Snowflake Social Justice Warrior
League? It's unbelievable. This isn't The Onion, right? This is an actual...
No, this is from ESPN.com.
Oh, my God.
Deputy Commissioner Dan Halem said the change was made at the suggestion of advocacy groups for the disabled, including the Link 20 Network. First of all, let me just say something. That I have never in my life thought that when a player... And I'm not even a sports guy. When a player is on the DL, as it's known, the DL...
Wow.
That meant... Thank you. That meant he was... unable to perform his functions of life. I just thought he had a broken leg or something like that, right?
But it was... I mean... In their defense, they should have come out and said it's not an accurate term. And a lot
right.
of times, even the term people with disabilities, they don't have they have an injury that they could have a brain injury even that they could come back from. So disabled sometimes is used like as one of those broad brush words that's not accurate.
Right.
So injured is a much more accurate word.
For accuracy's sake.
Yeah.
But if you're not able.
Right.
If you're not able to play. Right? You're disabled, right?
Right.
But disabled implies... I'm just going
like
to...
No, I like this. I'm going to moderate this debate for a second. I like this. This is
but
good.
Disabled implies that you can never recover from that. I actually know doctors who work with kids with, like, they say they're brain injured. And even if they're... Maybe they're autistic or whatever, but they hate all these words like autism or disabled because, oh, boy, you're never going to recover.
Right.
When, in fact, injury, there's, you know, hope that you're going to... You know, you can heal.
Greg Stocker, your retort.
So we're going to call it the IL, the injured list?
Yeah, ill. It sounds ill.
Ill.
Like
yeah.
They're ill. Like they're on the ill list.
I mean, IR is injured reserved. I mean, they have that.
Right.
But I just think it's, there's no need. Major League Baseball is going through all of these things to, you know, speed up the game because people hate baseball. So I think this is just something that they don't need to. They don't.
It's another placating
yes.
the social
yeah.
justice warriors.
It's 100% that.
Right, right.
There's no reason to change the name. I mean, people know what it is. They know you're not, you know, missing a leg.
But to Dawn's point, Dawn, you make a great point about the children.
Yeah. See?
I'm not sure what the point was, but I know that it was very good, and it got
to my
heart.
They could be LTI, long-term injury, as opposed to IR.
Like brain disabled. Like Dan is brain disabled, right?
Hey.
Big Dan?
Hey.
No, you could just say brain injury for a lot of people because they can come a long way.
They sure can.
LTI sounds like a cell phone service.
It does, right, yeah. The president wants to upgrade that to 6G LTI. I was brain disabled for a couple years, but the fruits and veggies in... Never mind, sorry. Now, Dawn, listen, here's the thing, though. The wording, now what happens... This is my concern now. Somebody is going to be on TV and accidentally refer to it as the disabled list.
Since we've called it that for...
Right. And then they are going to be, they're going to be in the crosshairs of the social justice warrior people that sit around and just find outrage in every corner.
Yep.
And you know somebody's going to lose their job over this down the road. Because the best of intentions always has unintended consequences. And what's going to happen is some vet of the game is going to sit there and go, well, you know what? He belongs on the disabled list. And then they're all going to come after him. You know what I mean? And if they can make it a racial issue, they'll add that to the mix. If they can make it a gender issue, they'll add that to whatever they can. They'll throw it all on top like an ice cream sundae. Yep. And then that guy will lose his job for using a term that's been around in the game for, how long has the game been around, like 25 years?
Just over 25 years.
That's my concern right there, Dawn. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But they, you know what they could do? Because everybody's like on a two-second delay. They could just have like an audio person who listens for that kind of thing. Boop, just silent it out. There you go.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Now, the FCC can require an SJW in every broadcast booth in America. A social justice warrior broadcast booth.
Like, we kid, but that's coming.
I think it is coming. Yeah. Right, we have a seven-second delay right now.
Yes.
You don't hear it on the stream, but there'll be a 14-second social justice warrior delay so they can evaluate everything and see if any group's offended.
Look, that's a new job we've created. They should make a lot of money. It should be a union job, and they could make a lot of money. See? We just created some work for some people.
Don't give Bernie any ideas, by the way.
We need a social
My plan, My plan is to give the social justice warrior broadcasters a job in every radio booth in America. As soon as I'm off the disabled, damn it. That'll be the sound. I don't want people getting in trouble for using terms that have been around for 150 years. You know what I mean? And that's always what seems to happen.
They're going to have some clinics and seminars.
Training sessions. Feel good trust exercises.
That's right.
Fall into my arms.
You know what's funny is that baseball has always been able to escape the social justice warriors to an extent.
Yeah.
Football hasn't. The NBA certainly hasn't. But now it just seems like they're giving in to the pressure that every other sport.
Well, look at the NFL, right? The NFL has consistently given in to the social justice warriors. And as a result of that, the game is so much less entertaining than it used to be. And the ratings are down, and everybody thinks that, you know, first of all, how many minutes of actual play are in a football game now? 11?
Yeah, 11 or like 12, something like that.
In a three-hour football game.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you give in to the social justice warriors, I'm telling you, I'm going to make two predictions right now. Number one, they will take down all the walls in baseball parks. Dawn, they're offensive. They're going to tear down all the walls and fences, too.
Yep. They'll never do that.
And they'll replace them with bridges.
Yep.
Can't you hear a Cuomo coming out and going, I've said the house that Ruth built is never that great. We're going to tear down that wall in the back, build a big bridge named after my father. No more walls and fences. Every ballpark in America, Dawn, like in Boston, they have the Green Monster.
Yeah.
That's coming down. That wall represents hate.
It does.
That's coming down. Telling you.
The wall's the monster.
The wall's the monster.
Yep.
And fences and walls. Dawn,
they'll never come down.
This has to stop.
Remember
now.
Remember the DNC?
People,
they had all the walls.
They did. They had a lot of walls and barricades.
Fences.
And hate chicken. So now Dan has a good question. A Trooper RX on Twitter says, do we refer to disabled vehicles as injured vehicles now? That's a great question.
Just broken down.
But that's also a trigger to somebody, isn't it?
Broken down vehicle.
If you listen to traffic in this town, there's always a disabled tractor trailer on 95.
Or a jackknife tractor trailer.
Jackknife tractor trailer, yep.
All the time. I feel bad for these truckers that have to deal with a jackknife tractor trailer. I can't even imagine what that must be like. I can't even imagine if that happens on your watch. I feel so bad. I know a lot of truck drivers listen to the show.
Love them.
Well,
I can only imagine.
Why it happens. Because when you're trying to merge, especially on the vine, some dingbat tries to zip in front of the tractor trailer.
Is she driving a minivan?
No, I don't do that.
I'm not saying you.
I always am the one that lets the tractor, because that's what makes the jackknife happen.
I know.
When people zip and they're trying to avoid hitting the person.
You see? Yeah. But I agree now. We got to refer to it as injured vehicles.
Yep. Yeah, IVs.
Your vehicle's got an injury.
It's not,
right?
It's not the vehicle's fault.
No. No, we don't want to offend the vehicle. Let the vehicle think it's out of commission forever. Vehicles have feelings, too. Yeah. A lot of them do now. A lot of them, like the Teslas now. They're smart. This is amazing to me. I tear down the walls and fences. I can't wait till a future baseball commissioner comes out and says that.
Yep.
Because so, you know what's going to happen? I'm telling you right now. Some group is going to find walls and fences at baseball parks to be offensive. Because they're going to at baseball games, they do things like get it over the wall,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Right? Over the fence, over the wall. And it's supposed to be, and that's going to trigger somebody who's in the country illegally, and they're going to sit there and go, I'm not safe. I don't feel safe in this game.
Yep.
And then that's when Major League Baseball come out and demand you can't use the terms anymore. You have to use it as barricades, barriers, physical barriers. That's the word du jour
so
now,
it'll be
right?
The Ivy barrier at Wrigley.
Right. Yes, the Ivy barrier. Thank you. Get it over the barrier. That went right over the barrier. And then you know what'll happen. Some sportscaster in some booth will go, he hit that so far over the fences. And then he's out of a job, too.
Yep. Taken out back and hung.
Hanged.
Sorry.
Dawn, this is what's happening in America right now. It's the word police. And I can't stand it. Some poor guy's going to be up there and go, wow, he just hit it over the fences. Thank God he's off the disabled list. And that guy's definitely going to be out of a job. That guy's never going to work in this town again. That's what I'm talking about right there.
See, but
so
if you...
well, the only social justice warriors will be able to become sports broadcasters, which actually works out well because Spike Eskin's looking to hire people like that.
I don't think we need to insult Spike.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.